What do you call a bed that's real thin, that goes on the floor that you might sleep on? What do you call this type of bed?
You call it
That may be made out of straw, that you might sleep on the floor, a real...
Call it a bed tick.
What is a pallet?
That's just like you spread a foot down here and it's on this fair floor, you know, you get down there and you lay on it. That's a pallet. That's all the morning they used to do up when we were little old children, you know. He put a foot down on the floor and you all get down there on that pallet, play what you want.
What do you call a kind of land that when you look at it, it's it's lots of times underwater and it's real damp and there's a lot of trees and high grass. What do you call that area?
You call that Mother Nature place, something like that.
Okay, what about swamp? What's a swamp?
That's on the bank, you know what? Like you say, on the river, you know, grew up in wood and bushes and everything, you call that, that's a swamp. That's like you can call it your house in a swamp. Just sitting right there, you can say in the middle of a swamp.
What different kinds of soil are there that you might find around here?
You can find gray soil, you can find red dirt, and you can find there's two, three different kinds of soil you can go out there and find. You can find black soil, you can find gray soil out there.
When you talk about red soil, what's in the soil?
Red soil, now you see that what we call it red dirt, you know. You see what they cut down these banks, you know. You see up here, you know, you say it's black soil or gray soil down that deep. And on down below there is red. You call that red soil or red clay. You can call it either one you want.
Okay, but what makes the soil red?
What makes it red?
Right. What makes it red?
Well, I don't know what makes it red. I'll tell you one thing. It's red down there, that's the bottom of the earth here. That's a good foundation bottom. You just get, the further down you dig, the deeper soil, the deeper red you get on there. I imagine the old moss made that all, you know, to hold the earth up.
Okay, what do you call it when there's water on land and you're trying to get the water off? You say they are...
You need your shell and thing, and just, like you say now, a shell of wet water place, magic place here. You just in there, you cut your dick through there, and let that drain out, and it's dried out.
Okay, what is the name of a ditch or a bigger one actually than a ditch, larger than a ditch?
You call that a brine.
Well, what is very deep? What might you call it? You might see it in a river. What would you call that deep part of a river?
You call that a hole, a deep hole right there, and you know, always go around there. You don't want down in that deep hole, you know. Maybe snags or logs, something in there, you know.
What's a channel?
That's the river. That's the water running right straight down a branch, anything, you know, a channel, you know.